A vote in the lower house on Wednesday has ensured that the Czech Republic will continue its foreign military missions for at least another year. Following hours of debate on Wednesday, the government won a majority for the continuation of its missions in Afghanistan and Kosovo in 2009, although troop numbers will be lower than the government had previously hoped. Back in December, a draft which would have boosted numbers in Afghanistan substantially was rejected, and even this time around, the government's footing ahead of the vote appeared shaky. Jan Vellinger has the story.
Ever since the government's first bill on foreign missions was rejected in December by the opposition, its plans for a continued Czech presence in Afghanistan as well as Kosovo had been on thin ice. A reworking of the bill proposing lower troop increases in Afghanistan from 415 to just 480, as opposed to the more than 700 originally envisaged, went to the vote on Wednesday. But only after hours of debate, and only after showing once again how badly weakened Mirek Topolánek's minority government has become. This time around, the Prime Minister appealed directly to the Social Democrats to change their stance to ensure that foreign missions continued. Four did, although, paradoxically, their support was not needed in the end. The government secured a 105 majority in the 200-member Chamber of Deputies. On Thursday, I spoke to one of the Social Democrats, Jan Hamáček, who heads the Foreign Committee. I asked him why he and three others had changed their minds and backed the bill in the end.
I think the decisive moment came when the Prime Minister, together with the leader of the parliamentary fraction of the ODS, approached us and declared that didn't have enough secure votes, therefore they needed our votes, and we decided to reconsider our position, and four of our members, including myself, supported the foreign troops deployments.
As the head of the Foreign Committee, how satisfied are you by compromises that were made in this bill as opposed to the earlier draft, which failed in December?
I was, I would say, involved in the process that was started after the first proposal failed, and I think that this document that's been approved is much more realistic, because the figures that were in the previous document were too high, and I would even say unnecessarily high. The army then admitted that they didn't need 745 soldiers in Afghanistan. So I think that the 480 is a realistic figure, which also will allow for our army to fulfill all of the obligations that we have undertaken.
And, of course, to do so safely.
Yes.
The head of your deputies group, as well as others, have suggested, though, that a more long-term strategy is needed in terms of foreign missions, specifically in Afghanistan. Mr. Sobotka said that this is a war which has continued for 7 years and so on. Do you agree with that? Is a longer-term strategy needed?
I think it's absolutely necessary to have a substantive debate about our commitments abroad, and especially in Afghanistan. I can't imagine that the troops deployments for 210 would be approved in the same manner. I would appreciate if the government approached the opposition earlier and started a debate which would lead to a mutually agreed position with an outlook into 211 and 212. There was no long-term strategy, and the government was actually promising troops that he didn't have support for in the parliament. And that's why it didn't succeed in December. So I think they've learned the lesson, and they're willing to cooperate and debate.
Despite, say, learning the lesson, as you say, the Prime Minister appeared somewhat defiant, saying that your party, the Social Democrats, had avoided what he called isolation. Do you think that that is the case? Has your party avoided that situation?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that we were faced with a threat of isolation. The debate was clear. The fundamental question is whether the government that is ruling at the moment is a majority one or not. We helped the government, so there was no talks of isolation.
That was Jan Hamáček speaking there to Jan Vellinger.